This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The ballots cast in this month's Fort Madison School District bond referendum will be recounted on Monday. The school district asked for permission to borrow $30 million to pay for the construction of a new elementary school and new athletic fields, but the measure fell a few votes short. Lee County Elections Coordinator Nikki Sugars says a special three-person committee will be in charge of the recount.
Basically, what they're going to do is go through and put the ballots back in the same machines and have a recount. They count those ballots over to see that they get the same results, and I don't anticipate that they'll get anything different.
Sugars says she's confident in the final results because there were no malfunctions with the voting machines on Election Day. She says the recount board had the option to hand count each ballot but chose not to, instead opting for the machine count. Sugar says the county will have to pay for the cost of the recount, though she does not anticipate any expenses at this time. If the result holds, it will be the third time the referendum has failed. The school district will have to wait 6 months before it could try a fourth time. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.